pleading for more help on Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Russia has turned the Ukrainian sky into a source of death for thousands of people.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, through an interpreter speaking to both houses of Congress Wednesday, asking for a no-fly zone. But Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports from Lviv.
He understands at this point he is not going to get that no-fly zone. He is not at this point going to get the extra MiG fighters. So they'll take what they can get. They'll fight with what they have got. And the Ukrainians still say they'll fight for every inch of territory.
President Biden has announced the U.S. is sending a new tranche of military hardware to Ukraine.
It includes 800 anti-aircraft systems to make sure the Ukrainian military can continue to stop the planes and helicopters that have been attacking their people and to defend their Ukrainian airspace.
The president, in response to a question about Russian tactics, said he believes that Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. For the first time in nearly 3.5 years, the Fed boosting the cost of money.
Fed officials wrapping up their two-day policy meeting and announcing that it's raising its benchmark interest rate. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The FOMC raised its policy interest rate by 0.25 percentage point.
The central bank raising rates for the first time since December of 2018 and signaling up to 6 additional rate hikes this year. The move comes against a backdrop of 40-year high inflation and concerns that Russia's invasion of Ukraine could hurt global economic growth. Fed officials now forecast much slower economic growth this year of 2.8%, down from its 4% estimate in December.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wall Street reacting to the news with big gains. The Dow climbing 518 points. NASDAQ jumped 488. The S&P 500 closing 95 points higher. Oil prices staying below $100 a barrel. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The federal government has reached settlements in dozens of lawsuits filed over a deadly Florida high school shooting.
The settlement resolves 40 civil suits against the federal government for a total of $127.5 million. In February 2018, a lone gunman, Nicholas Cruz, who was a former student, walked into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and opened fire, killing 17 and wounding 17 others. Cruz has pleaded guilty. His sentencing is delayed. Victims' families sued, saying tips the FBI got before that shooting about Cruz weren't acted upon. The settlement does not mean the federal government is admitting fault in what remains the deadliest shooting at a high school in U.S. history. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Drivers of bigger vehicles like pickup trucks and SUVs are more likely to strike pedestrians while making turns than are drivers of cars. According to a new study released by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, pedestrian deaths in 2020 were 4% higher than the year before. Last year's numbers not finalized yet. After 6 days in jail, actor Jussie Smollett is free again.
An appeals court agreed with his lawyers that he should be released pending his appeal of his conviction for faking a hate crime. After a Cook County judge sentenced Smollett last week to immediately begin serving 150 days in jail for his conviction on 5 felony counts of disorderly conduct for lying to police. Jussie Smollett's attorney said they strongly disagree with the conviction in this case. They went after the judge, calling him unprofessional for chastising their client.
Fox's Bill Malusian, a judge in Honduras, ruling that former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez should be extradited to the United States to face trial. The Justice Department accuses him of funding his political career through the sales of illegal drugs exported to the U.S. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.